Today, the uncomfortable truth about cash use in Australia. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. This week, we got an interesting report from the RBA contained in their April 2026 bulletin titled Cash Use in Australia, What the 2025 Consumer Payments Survey Tells Us. Citing recent comments from Governor Michelle Bullock, they say the RBA is committed to supporting the Australian government's policy objective to ensure cash remains a viable means of payment for as long as Australians want or need it. And there were around $50 billion worth of $100 notes in circulation. That's almost 20 for every Australian. And the timing of this report could not be more perfect ahead of the next nationwide cash out day, which is on the 28th of April. Ahead of this, pro-cash advocates have launched a media blitz arguing Australians should withdraw money from ATMs to signal public support for physical currency. Organisers, including National Seniors Association CEO Chris Grice and campaigner Jason Bryce, said the action highlighted the importance of cash for older Australians, regional communities, and those seeking privacy and freedom from surcharges. And the event, of course, also draws attention to the closure of bank branches and ATMs, particularly in rural areas, which has limited access to cash services. The RBA data released as part of the bulletin report said the cash accounted for 15.4% of all payments in 2025. That's up from 13.2% in 2022 and marked the first increase since 2007. While the decline in the use of physical money had accelerated during the COVID pandemic, remember all the claims about how notes could spread diseases, but usage bottomed out between 2022 and 2025, and across the population, now just under half don't use cash, compared with 2022, when that proportion got to 53%. And note that all of this is in percentage terms. The absolute counts of transactions are running even hotter as the population grows. A previous survey for the Reserve Bank back in 2022 showed about half of all payments were made using debit cards and a quarter using credit cards. And BPAY and PayPal each accounted for about 2% of payments. Oh, and by the way, data from the Bank of International Settlements show that cash in circulation in Australia is equivalent to about 4% of annual gross domestic product, which is about the same as in Canada and the UK. By contrast, it's less than 1% in Sweden, but around 20% in Hong Kong and Japan. But interestingly, Scandinavian countries, who were the first to go digital, are now reversing that trend, and they have moved to ensure that cash is available and protected. And the reasons they posit is not just to make sure it's available, but also because they don't want to be held hostage to various digital service providers. The survey in Australia found around half of Australians still use cash weekly, with 1.5 million identified as high cash users. The rise coincided with an uptick in in-person transactions and continued popularity of cash for small purchases, especially leisure activities, despite the dominance of digital payments. Around half of Australians use cash in a typical week. The survey found around 7% of the population use it for more than 80% of their transactions. These high cash users do tend to be older, poorer, and more likely to live in regional areas than the average Australian. So cash use is notably higher in those remote areas, including in some First Nation communities where digital services are less reliable. Among the biggest declines in cash use, by the way, were for dining out and takeaway food and transport, which reflects the increased use of card payments and digital payment methods, and in some cases, of course, people not accepting cash anymore. A third of Australians highly value being able to pay with cash, and they say that they would face a major inconvenience or hardship if they could not use it. And the most common reasons were that they transact with sellers who only accept cash, they find it simplifies budgeting, they prefer it for giving money to family and friends, or have security or privacy concerns. Another reason why consumers may prefer to use cash is to avoid surcharges imposed by many merchants for using alternatives, although from October 2026, those surcharges will be banned. But of course, charges for digital transactions are being made by the banks who clip the ticket every time. They'll just move the problem. And even people who rarely make payments with cash often like to keep some in their wallet. 3/4 of Australians hold some cash in their wallets, and the median amount held was $65. The most common reason stated is concern about the reliability of electronic payment methods. And the Red Cross, by the way, has suggested families keep some cash as payment systems may not operate in an emergency. The report says that many Australians view cash as an important backup payment method and hold cash for those contingency purposes in their wallets and at home. And outside of making payments, the most common reason respondents cited for holding cash were for those unexpected transactions and because of concerns over the very reliability of electronic payment methods. Indeed, bank systems seem to fail from time to time, leaving the digital payment system useless, and even more so when power goes out or floods hit. That said, while there is still substantial demand for cash, it's becoming harder to access. There are fewer bank branches. The number of automated teller machines, particularly those owned by the banks, have fallen from a peak of more than 30,000 to under 25,000, the RBA said. And in the RBA survey, 1/3 of Australians said their local merchant only accepted cash. 15% said they used cash to help them budget. 14% said to make payments for families and friends. And 2% said they were paid in cash. Interestingly, most continue to trust the banks, although 1% said they do not trust them and also were not confident in using electronic payment systems. So all this flies in the face of claims made by the banks that cash usage is dropping as digital services take up the slack. They're, of course, talking their own book because handling cash is expensive, even though it is their core business. And we've seen massive cuts in branch networks, especially in regional areas. The RBA says the cost of moving cash around the country has grown due to the drop in demand. But we know in regional areas where digital connectivity is an issue, people are having to travel vast distances to do their banking and at a time when costs to travel are rising, thanks to the Gulf War. And of course, the banks love digital transactions because they can track the information attached to them. And information is, well, power. So the uncountable truth for the banks, oh, and the government, who seem largely to buy the banks' arguments on the migration away from cash, despite what they say, is that cash is alive and well, and its use is growing. So this is good news for ordinary Australians and businesses who want to maintain the option of using cash. And after all, cash remains legal tender. But the most interesting insight to me is that it is not just an age thing, as argued by the banks, who until recently claimed older people were the problem. The truth is, more younger people are now using cash in their transactions because it helps them to control their finances, budgeting. In other words, this is an active choice. So remember to show your support for cash on the 28th of April because, of course, cash is king. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.